Jake, really good to see you. I've just complimented you on your nicely ironed shirt.
Thank you very much.
What a great start to the season. Really good to see you. 2 weeks away from the start of the season. We're here at Donington for the season launch. Sun's come out. Unpredictable weather pops for the test day tomorrow. But how are you feeling? How's pre-season testing gone?
It's going all right, to be fair. Yeah, we, you know, we've done 3 days now, which has been good. It's nice to get back out in the car for sure. You know, lots of things have changed with our three series, so it's just getting our head around it and finding a solution. You know, to try and make it go as fast as possible.
Yeah, that is the key, isn't it? Absolutely. When you say lots of changes, are these major changes? Are they cosmetic changes? Are they obviously they're secret tweaks? But I mean, are we talking big change?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. We, you know, it was pretty obvious to everyone in the sport last year that, you know, one team made a big step forward, and you know, the others didn't really do much. We didn't do anything, which was, you know, it's our own fault really, and therefore we were dropped behind. You know, there's no other explanation for it. That's the truth. So it was time to catch up, and you know, Team BMW and West Surrey have really dug deep this year and thrown the world at it, and here we are. We have a very different three series for sure.
There was a lot of expectation around you and your dad and everybody in the garage for last season, and it started so well, and it just felt like it slipped away at maybe a particular point. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Croft, I think I can pinpoint it. You know, that's when it all just slipped away, and I think the truth of it was, is, you know, the car was particularly difficult to drive at times, you know, and when you're watching other cars in front that are very stable and quick, but you know you're driving better than them, it draws you in, you know, you then push really hard to try and make up for the car's losses, and get past, you know, and gain more positions, and overdrove, you know, simple as that. I overdrove, and I had two big mistakes in two of the races there at Croft, and she slipped away, because I would have, you know, I probably would have won the last race. It would have been my reverse grid pole, not my teammate Collins, that, you know, he ended up being behind me after my mistake and inherited that pole position there for race three and won it. So yeah, there's, you know, that's the point. It slipped away for me. Just a case of pushing too hard and trying to drive my machine as hard, you know, as hard as I could really. And yeah, it just, it happens. But you know, you live and learn. We're into a new year now, new start. Grown up even more as a person, so you know, it's I mean, not in height, but just in every other aspect. So you know, it's just a case of knuckling down really and having a good go for 24.
Yeah, there's a lot of value in recognizing and understanding where it didn't go right, and yeah, that's where you get better, isn't it?
Of course it is. Yeah, you know, we're all human, we all make mistakes, even our son, you know. So it's just a case of just recognising what we need to do better, really. And from a team point of view, you know, we recognise that the car just wasn't good enough anymore, you know, not to go and win a British championship, you know. So changes had to be made. You know, I put a lot more effort in this year myself, you know, training a lot harder, being a lot more focused. So, you know, it's feeling good. It's feeling good. And, you know, we're not going to know where we are until the end of qualifying for round one here in a couple of weeks, but yeah, it's going in the right direction.
Some other changes really going to shake things up this year. We've got the new qualifying, obviously. We've got the tyre options, which is possibly going to be even bigger than the final point I'm going to make, of course, is the hybrid boost. Everybody's talking about that being a potential game changer. Couple that with the tyres, add qualifying in, boom. I mean, it's going to change everything, isn't it?
It is. I mean, ultimately, it's the hybrid that's going to change, you know, everything. Ultimately, it's what the hybrid should have been when it first came out, in terms of how powerful it is. You know, when they first introduced it in 22, we all thought, oh, mega, it's going to be like hitting the nitrous button in the Fast and Furious movie, you know, off we go. But it wasn't. And obviously it was clear to the viewers and to everyone that it wasn't as powerful as it was made out to be. We were all let down by, you know, what we thought was going to be a powerful tool as drivers. And obviously it changed the spectacle as well. So made things a little bit boring last year. There's no two ways about it. So I can assure you that's not going to be the case anymore. You know, it's a powerful tool, yeah. You know, and you really feel it. It's not even so much when you push the button now to get the power going, it's when you release, you know, when you take away the power that you've then just been having for the last few seconds. You really then, you know, it pushes you almost back in your belts. You feel it really decelerate, you know, it just is a massive amount, you know, so that's being lost or gained. And obviously, if you're at the front of the championship a lot of the time, then yeah, you're gonna have a real hard time. No two ways about it.
In terms of that deceleration, when you take your finger off the button, how much does that destabilise the car?
It's not too bad, but I think you can get caught out by if you stay on the button for too long into a braking zone. You're going to be braking too late, you know, and then that's when potential accidents can happen. So it's realizing when to get out of the button. I think it is that different, you know, it's quite a chunk. So it doesn't change the balance of the car so much. I mean, there's a rear wheel drive car, you know, it may benefit us through some long swooping corners, because we'll be able to, you know, we've got a little bit more grip because we're only having one axle driven, not turning, and obviously the front wheel drive cars have everything going on, so we'll be less likely to eat the tyres up, which is good, but it is still going to be a big learning curve for everyone.
Absolutely. Somebody said to me that they thought one of the consequences of the change is that we might have more winners this season, which will close things up. So we may have more of the grid winning, which means, by implication, consistency in being second, third, fourth and putting the points in the bag is going to be critical.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I think it's going to be, you know, Donington for round one is going to be a tricky one, because obviously everyone starts with everything and then it gets rattled off as the weekend goes. But I'm sure we're all going to learn fairly quickly in that race two and race three just how hard that difference is going to be for the year, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's tricky, isn't it? You're going to have worse cars, you know, come through because they've got everything, and you're going to have the quick boys with a good car struggling in a straight line. So there's going to be a lot of tactical play, I think. It does potentially have the element of risk for more crashes, just because the speed difference will be quite large. So it may catch people out at times, for both overtaking and being overtaken. So it could be a bit tricky on that side of things. You've got to be aware, you know, I think when someone's in the button and you're not, you might just have to give that place up rather than have an accident.
Yeah. Over the last few seasons, you've established yourself very firmly as being quick, as being consistent, as being a front runner, and of course, a potential champion. It's there within your grasp at some point, I'm sure. We've got Colin and Ash both chasing a fifth title. Tom Ingram wants his hands back on the trophy. Josh Cook, who's always had an eye on a trophy, has changed teams. It's going to be a tough one this year. I said this to you last year. It's going to be a tough season, isn't it, Jake? You said, yeah, it is. But this year is really going to test the mettle, isn't it?
It's no different. You just carry on. You know, it's the same every year. You know, you're always going to have tough people to beat, and that's the goal, right? You know, you've got Ash, who's on a bit of a roll. Colin, sure, he hasn't been as successful the last couple of years, but you know, he's still there. You know, I'm teammates with the guy, I know, you know, but ultimately I've managed to beat Colin for the 2 years I've been in the team now, and yeah, you know, there's no two ways about it. I'm going for my first championship as well, so it's fine. Just got to roll with it, you know, go with it. We've got a good car, we've got good people. Just focus on yourself, don't worry about the rest.
You've got that look in your eye, Jake Hill. I can see it. It's going to be a great season. Have a really good season, Jake.
Thank
you. To chat, no doubt, at pretty much every weekend, I suspect, because you're going to be in the mix there. As usual, start of the season, a bit of fun to finish off. Five questions, numbered 1 to 5. If you don't know what they are, you have to choose two numbers between 1 and 5, and I'll ask you the questions.
Okay, we'll go question number 2.
First of all, question number 2, what other sports are you good at or would you like to be good at?
Oh, that's a nice one. What other sports am I good at? I don't know if it classes as a sport, but I'm very good at sort of high level RC car racing. So,
okay.
Yeah, I think that classes as another sort of sport.
They go quick, those things.
They're rapid, yeah. I really enjoy it. It's a good hobby more than anything, but you know, people take it pretty seriously. I guess it is a sport. People get paid to do it, so.
Must be.
Must be, yeah. So that's pretty cool. What would I like to be doing? I'd like to do the Red Bull Air Race. That's pretty cool. I love all the planes, and I'd love to have a pilot's license one day. So.
Mention it to your dad; he'll find some money for you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, they're just wicked. You know, yeah, I love absolutely. Them. Pilot That's race. Exciting. You know, pylon racing is really cool. So yeah.
Second number.
Five.
If you could have any road car,
oh,
what would it be?
No question. It would be. It would be a Nissan Skyline R34 GTR Z-Tune.
What colour?
They only come in silver.
Oh, do they?
Z-Tune, there you go, yeah.
I've made a fool of myself by not knowing that. Anything I can't afford, I just put in a...
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, that's not bad. And the retail for those, roughly, what would you need to find?
I think they're like 700 grand now or something, because they're so rare. A full Nismo-built thing, lovely bit of kit. But then, you know, I love my Japanese cars. I have an R32 myself, so... yeah, that would be the dream one, for sure.
Not a bad one. Jake, have a great season. Good to see you.
Thank you.